Hi, GWA. It's Moon. I thought I would do another questionnaire since it's been a little while since I've done one. So I came across CB's Spill It questionnaire. So it's got quite a few good questions in here, some sexy stuff to talk about, and we also get bonus points for mastery while answering. So we'll see how it goes. But, alright, let's get started. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all alike, 10 being exactly alike. Excuse me. Well, I think I've stayed fairly true to self. Everything that I record is something that I'm genuinely interested in, or genuinely interested in trying. So, I'd say I'm fairly close. The things that are kind of outside of my normal persona are probably some of the femdom audios that I've done. Which I am kind of just naturally sassy. I've always had a little bit of a mouth on me. So it's fun to do that and to get to use that in a constructive way. So those are fun to do. I wouldn't say that the extent that I go to in the audios is anything like what I do in real life, but so let's see, if I had to grade myself, I'd say maybe a 7 or an 8. I'm somewhere up there. I'm somewhere pretty close for now. Question 2. What's the story behind your username? Well, I have always had some kind of love affair with the moon. I've always had some kind of lunar love going on in my life. And ever since, you know, you could start making usernames on the internet, I have had some sort of lunar variation of a screen name somewhere. So that's kind of where it comes from. And then, you know, this is only really a piece of my life or myself or something that I do or things that I'm interested in. So it's really just a glimmer of things that I like and who I am. So I kind of just put them together. So yeah. Question 3. How many languages do you speak? What are they? And say something sexy for us. unfortunately, I only speak English, sarcasm, and sass. So I can only say sexy things in English, you know. I'll say lots of sexy things in this questionnaire, I promise. Question 4. Who is your celebrity lookalike? I don't know, I haven't put much thought into that. I guess I kind of somewhat resemble Drew Barrymore a little bit in the face, maybe. I don't know, I think we have a similar shaped face or similar bone structure. But I definitely don't think I've ever seen anybody that I look a lot alike. So I'm not sure. Question 5. Who knows your secrets? Well, you guys know some of my secrets. I've shared quite a few of my secrets. let's see. I tend to keep a closer circle of friends that I'm 100% raw with. I do have a couple of women in my life that I consider sisters and family and lovers and friends, and I consider them kindred spirits and that I can tell anything. So I would definitely say that those women, those couple of women in my life, have the majority of my secrets and thoughts and, just mind ramblings that you don't really feel comfortable saying anywhere else. So, yeah. Question 6. What bad habits do you have? I suppose we all have bad habits. Let's see. A bad habit I had for a long time was biting my nails. I bit my nails for a very, very long time. But I finally stopped about 7 or 8 years ago. I kind of got over it. And every now and then it'll kind of creep back up on me, and I'll find myself picking at my nails and starting to put my fingers in my mouth, and so I'll have to make sure I go and paint my nails or file my nails or whatever I need to do to make them pretty so I won't touch them. But yeah, that was one bad habit. And another bad habit that nobody ever admits to and that everybody does is looking at their phone and driving. And I'm not terrible about it, but I will admit that I'm guilty of it. I like to change my music around on Spotify when I drive, and I try not to text too much, because I live in an area where it's, you know, people drive like idiots, but I am guilty of looking at my phone and messing with Spotify when I drive, so that's another bad habit that I have. Question 7. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. Well, unfortunately, there's not much to it. It's not a very sexy story, I suppose. But I was a teenager, and I was with my boyfriend, and we had been together for a little while, you know. 6 months is forever when you're 15. And yeah, I think one night we had been laying together and fooling around, and one thing led to another. And so we had sex, and it wasn't bad. And he was actually pretty big. He was pretty big. But it was pretty quick because it hurt. And we were, you know, you're a lot when you lose your virginity when you're a teenager, you're too young to be doing that shit. So we weren't really like emotionally prepared for what to say to each other after we were done. So we took a walk, which was his idea. I guess he didn't quite understand that I was, you know, not feeling so great. So we took a walk afterwards. It was early in the morning. It was about 6:30 in the morning. We took a walk. And I remember walking through Main Street of my hometown and walking down through the old historical part of town. And we walked all the way up next to the courthouse and a couple of other really old buildings in the center, and then we walked back. So yeah. Let's see, where am I? How frequently do you have sex with someone else and with yourself? With myself, definitely more than anyone else. I'm a masturbation fan. I think it's healthy. I think orgasms are really good for you. And I think people should just make it normal. But how frequently do I have sex with someone else? Well, I do have a significant other, and we do have a fairly healthy sex life. So I would definitely say, more than a couple times a week, I'm having sex, making love, and being touched, and doing all of that yummy stuff. So, what is your biggest regret? Ooh, you're getting kind of deep on me. let's see. I regret all of the times that I could have been nice to someone and I chose not to. That's something that weighs on me every now and then, is that I do have a bit of a sassy mouth, and And there have been times in my past where I've just been kind of, you know, rude. And I didn't really need to be. Sometimes it was provoked, sometimes it was unprovoked, but you always have the choice to be nice. And you always have the choice to be kind. And there's been times that I haven't made that choice. So if I had to choose a big thing that I kind of regret, I would say that that was it. Number 10. What would you choose as your death row meal? What am I on death row for? Interesting question. Let's see. I would probably want whiskey, if I'm honest. I would probably want a good Jameson and a tall glass of water. Yeah, that's what I would want. Jameson and water. Let's see. What is your favorite scent? Okay, so this is good. This is a good question. Scent is... what I love about scent is that you can be completely projected back into memories. For instance, I've told this story to a couple of people that my grandfather used to use this like shaving lotion or something. And I remember being a little girl and sitting on the side of the tub or sitting in the bathroom and watching him shave and smelling that smell. It was a fairly strong smell while he was using it. But every now and then I'll walk past someone on the street, in the store. I just went on a trip and it just recently happened again. I had this reaction. But I'll walk past somebody and they're wearing it, and I'm completely just projected right back to that space and to being that little girl and to watching my grandfather shave. And so that's what I really like about scent. If I had to say I had a favorite scent, I don't know. There's lots of good smells. I was discussing with a friend the other day, the smell of rain when it's dry and when it's hot outside, like when it hasn't rained in a while, and when like it rains and like the earth is like soaking up all of that water. That it's called like petrichor. I might be pronouncing that wrong, but that is lovely. It's a lovely, lovely smell. I also really like the smell of grass being cut. That is another thing that I love about summer, is you get that quite a bit. Those are some really good smells. If I had to pick stuff that I kind of liked, as far as cologne goes, I like stuff that has kind of musky, ambery, kind of sultry smells. The soapy stuff is nice, and the tangy and the citrus, and that's all great. But I like deep smelling cologne. So let's see. What do you wear to bed on a regular night or on sexy time nights? Well, let's see. On almost nights I just sleep naked. I really don't sleep in anything ever. I find clothes very constricting in bed. They just get tangled up in the sheets, you get tangled up in the sheets, you're choking by morning. It's just not worth it. It's much more comfortable to sleep without clothes on for me. The most I ever wear to bed to sleep is panties or shorts, but even that's not really a very, very, very regular thing. So yeah. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? Okay, so I'll have to admit that I've not been reading as often as I should be. I definitely I should be reading a lot more. But some that I have been reading lately is Esther Perel. So I think that's how you say her last name. But she wrote this book called Mating in Captivity. And it's just about eroticism and relationships. And I found it very intriguing. And she has some very good insight into relationships and navigation of relationships. And just being honest with yourself, and honest and vulnerable. And it's a pretty good book. So that's kind of what I got my nose tucked into right now. Let's see. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Oh, speaking of sexual encounters, I'm supposed to be going for bonus points and I'm missing it. Okay, hold on. Alright, so I did set this up so I could just sit here. So let's see. Okay. Ah, there we go. Alright, so tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. It was this weekend. It was just kind of quick. I've been spending a little bit of time away from home recently, and so I came home after about 3 weeks, and I was just very, very, very needy when I got here. And so when I did get home, since I've been home, I've kind of just been, it's been a mess. I've kind of been a mess, so. But the most recent thing I did was, the significant other was, in the kitchen. And I kind of just leaned up against him in the kitchen. And put my back against him and kind of just started wiggling against his lap and snuggling in. I could feel that he was getting a little turned on. So I started to reach back and kind of, you know, stroke him through his pants, and he was cooking. So eventually he just couldn't take it. We turned the food off and we came back into the room and I choked on his cock for a while. So yeah, so that was my most recent sexual encounter. Okay. What one word describes you inside the bedroom and outside the bedroom? What one word describes you best? Okay. I would say inside the bedroom. Open. I'm very, very open. To kind of exploring and playing and being loud or being quiet or doing what I'm told or taking control. Yeah, I just like to play. I like to play a lot. Just see what happens. Outside the bedroom. I'm outgoing, I think. I'm a pretty outgoing girl. I have a really good life. I love what I do, and I enjoy what I get to share with people. I should have been doing this the whole time. Number 16. We're almost there. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? That's a good question. I have one tattoo on my back. I have the typical girl tattoo, so I'll let you guess as to what that is. And I have multiple piercings. I've got piercings in my ears. I've got piercings in my mouth. I've got piercings in my pussy. Yeah. Have you ever come without touching your penis or your pussy? Well, I don't have a penis, but have you ever come without touching your pussy? No. I know that. Oh, fuck. Sorry. I know that there are girls that can. And girls, I am fucking jealous of you. But that's not me. I really, really like to be stroked, touched, and played with, and fingers in me and on me, and my pussy slapped and sucked and played with. So yeah, no, I like it touched. Number 18, what is your record for orgasms in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to do it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? Okay, hold on a second. I have to answer this. Okay, I've had up to, I think it was 11 or 12 orgasms in a day, and it wasn't a challenge. I have. Oh, fuck. This is so strong. I have been challenged before, but no, I didn't meet the challenge. I didn't make it. I would say average is 4, 2 to 4 orgasms a day. And it keeps the doctor away. Are you multi-orgasmic? Yes, 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 yes. What is on your sexual bucket list? Oh, God. You'll just have to listen and find out. Okay, describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Okay. Oh, wow. It kind of feels like. Let me get comfortable. I get warm. And I get a little restless and writhy and I start to tingle. And it usually starts to build from a small spot and then works its way out and then works its way up and then it works its way in. And it just feels like it's expanding through my pelvis and my spine. And then I start to feel my chest get a little heavy. Oh, fuck. And my breath starts get a little short. And my mind starts to get a little foggy. And words get a little hard. And so it kind of feels a little bit like that. Thank you for listening, GWA. I hope you had fun. I'll see you soon.